You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Well, we know that they're doing it. I mean, it's just, I don't know why this is such big news, but apparently Apple is hiring all these car engineers. And why? Well, that's because they're actually going to come out with their electric car. We don't know a lot about it, but they've hired folks from Mercedes and Porsche and Volkswagen and BMW and Audi and Tesla. And they say that the actual production of this car, are you ready for it? The year will be 2024. You know, when you think about this, when you're driving an electric car, you never, ever, ever want to turn around on a dead end street because you'll be stuck on a road with no outlet. Yes, I know we're getting started early on all this because, after all, it's Tech Refresh. It's your weekly fun show about all things digital. I'm Kim Komando, and always along, I have my friends, of course. There's Allie Seligman, our amazing content queen at Komando.com. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
And joining us, as always, is Ben Bradley. He's our resident techno nerd and also the chief news director over at Komando.com. Hi there, Ben.
Hey, Kim.
And just a quick reminder as we get started here at the top, a few things. I want you to make sure that you rate, review, you subscribe, and you follow Tech Refresh. And just a quick reminder that Tech Refresh is not the three-hour Kim Komando radio show. No, that's not it. If you want to get my national radio show, a couple of places you can go. Well, of course, streaming your favorite radio app, you can find the show on about 430 stations from coast to coast. And of course, you can subscribe to the Kim Komando Show on the Apple Podcast Player. And then also you can get it at getkim.com, where it's not the podcast. You can actually watch the show. And Tech Refresh is brought to you by thecurrentnewsletter.com. Tech news and tips you can use. No ads. It's fabulous. It's free. You're going to love it. You can see a sample as well as you can sign up over at thecurrentnewsletter.com. All righty then, with all that out of the way, let's get this party started already with the news. And Allie, you're up first.
There are all these different messaging services out there, and some of them claim to be more private than others. One of them is owned by Facebook, of course. That's WhatsApp. It's got billions of users, and it's always been different than Facebook because they say the messages you send there, they truly are private. It's what they call end-to-end encryption. Basically, if I send you a message, you and me are the only ones that can read it. Even Facebook can't read what we send. They can't go through the data and check it out because it all gets hashed. Well, it turns out that's not really the case. So ProPublica, they do these reports, basically shedding light on companies that say one thing and do another. Turns out that's the case with WhatsApp. They've claimed over the years, nope, we can't see your messages, we can't see your content, what you say, the pictures you send, not so much. Let's say you and I are having a conversation. We're having a conversation. I send you a message that you don't like. Maybe you think it's spam. Maybe you think it's, you know, file it under whatever you want. That goes to a human moderator who then gets to read that message and the past few messages I've sent you.
So much for that whole end-to-end encryption promise. Shocker.
There you go. It's not just the messages they can see. They can also see things like your phone number, your profile picture, accounts that you have linked, like your Facebook, because yes, Facebook owns this, even your IP address. So they can get a lot of information out of that. Now, they say that they're monitoring for things like hate speech, terrorist threats, child sex abuse pictures and videos, blackmail, anything sexual. And I don't know, I think we can all agree, yeah, you shouldn't use an app, any app, to send things like child sex abuse material, but it doesn't quite work as intended because the AI also flags things. So these moderators say that they get so many harmless posts like somebody sending their kid in the bath to a friend or to a family member. So these all get flagged. This promise of privacy that so many people have flocked to WhatsApp for, yeah, not really. Not really there.
It's hard to say something like about child abuse, right? I mean, you know, that's the most horrific crime that there is. And those people are the lowest of the low. I mean, they are total scumbags. And so if WhatsApp can find those images and nail those guys and gals, because some women are into this too, I understand, is that's fabulous. But to promise privacy, total privacy. And we're never, ever, ever going to look at anything. And then suddenly you're like, well, we do take a look. They ought to at least disclose that.
Right. That's the thing. And, you know, look through the privacy policy. You don't really see anything about that. Everything Zuckerberg said, even in front of the Senate, no, we can't see anything in there. We can't see any content. Well,
you know, yeah. Ian was home for the weekend, big Labor Day weekend. And he actually asked me, like, you know, what did people do before WhatsApp and Facebook? And I said, well, you know, years ago, we used to just keep all of our useless information to ourselves. You know, we didn't have to get on there and do it. All right, Ben, what do you have for us?
Oh, it's Christmas in September. You know, I know last week we kind of talked about whether or not it's a good idea to upgrade every year to a new phone or keep the existing, but that's all out the window because Apple announced its fall event finally, which, as expected, coming up next week, you know, we're going to see the new iPhone, we're going to see a new Apple Watch, and probably new AirPods too. Now, what we're expecting, we don't have a whole lot of info. For the iPhone 13, the notch is supposed to, it's still going to be there, it'll be smaller.
Okay, why is that such a big deal? Why do people care about a stupid notch? I mean, what am I missing?
I guess it's a distraction if you're watching a movie on it and you've got, you know, this little inset kind of sticking out on one side of the screen. I mean, that's been the controversy. It's like how nobody can really explain why they hate Nickelback. It's like that, I guess.
Yeah,
because they're terrible.
I think they're horrible, so. But that's okay. And now, by the way, we should also note that if you're listening to Tech Refresh past September 14th, you know, at that point, you can write Ben and tell him everything that he got wrong in his predictions for the big event.
True. So smaller notch, bigger battery, bigger camera bump with like a, you know, revamped wide-angle lens, different color too. It's supposed to stay around the same pricing. So if it's last year, if they do the mini, those started at $700, and if you go all the way up to the Pro Max, those start at $1,100, at least for the iPhone 12. Should stay the same for the 13. Now, same general shape and size, but potentially a little thicker. And like I said, that bigger camera module. So the cases you have, if you have the iPhone 12,
of course
won't work.
Not. Of course, it always means, anytime there's a new iPhone, it's like, okay, I need a new case, I need a new this, I need a new cable charger, I need a new, what? It's just bonkers.
Oh, I know. Then as far as the Apple Watch Series 7, also supposed to get a little bit bigger. Now, here's the biggest thing that I've heard, whether or not this leaker is right. The Series 7 is supposed to get the first real battery life improvement since the first generation.
Bum, 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 bum.
Now, yeah, that's a big deal because if I don't have to put my Apple Watch on the charger before 7 p.m. every day, then I haven't used it. So so if it lasts a day or two, I can't imagine it'll go like...
One thing, Ben. Because yeah. We have so many people that listen to Tech Refresh. 2 weeks or 3 weeks. What is this? What's the one big prediction that you were going to say, like, you're going to bet $20 on it that it's going to happen? Because if you're wrong, I want everybody to send an email to podcast@commando.com just with a note that said Ben was wrong. That's all you need to say. Just say Ben was wrong. So what's the biggest thing?
How about something it won't have?
What's that?
Like, I'm guessing right now it won't have. There's been all that talk about the whole, you know, blood pressure monitoring and stuff like that. Won't happen this year in the Apple Watch. Next year, maybe after. I'm saying it'll just be a little bigger with a better battery.
Okay, well, we'll see if you're right about that. Now, anything about the AirPods? You just mentioned them briefly.
Yeah, again, the theme, bigger battery. So the case, the charging case is supposed to have a little bit bigger battery. And the AirPods, the third generation, they're supposed to look more like the AirPods Pro. So those shorter stems. Right. And anyway, that's I don't think it's going to be a huge year in terms of just like wow,
it hasn't been a huge year for a long time for Apple.
I was just going to say
MagSafe.
I know.
MagSafe last year was
that's because you're a nerd. OK. And that's really great. And we love you for that. I mean, I'm a nerd, too. So that's why, you know, we can appreciate each other's differentness, I think, with society. All right, for my news, we're going to stick on the Apple game plan. Now, we all have seen these lightning cables, and it's always been a general thought that, you know, a lightning cable is a lightning cable. You want to buy it from Apple, of course, because it's supposed to be better. You don't want to buy it from a third party because then it could set your house on fire. Okay, well, there are these new lightning cables that hackers are using. So, and it looks just like an Apple Lightning cable, plugs right into your Mac, plugs into your phone. But if you use this particular Lightning to USB-C cable, and it's made to mimic an Apple cord from the outside, on the inside, it can detect keystrokes. So that this way you could give somebody a Lightning cable, and it's going to charge their phone, but at the same time, it's tracking usernames, passwords, get this, from miles away. That's right, from miles away. It's crazy. It has an accessible interface. It says one-click payloads, remote Wi-Fi access, a keylogger edition cable that can store 650,000 keystrokes. Wow. I read about it over at Vice in case you want to dig a little bit deeper. But, you know, I had to think really hard about how a lightning cable could do all this, but then it just struck me. Oh, come on. Work with me on this.
Aww.
All right, coming up next, I've got a great tip about social media. Ben has a great tip about snapping windows on your computer. And Allie is going to tell us about how we can use our browser to get free stuff. Oh, and get this. Yes, you choose the fake news. It's my week to stump everybody. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a tough one, so stay right where you are.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Refresh. It's your fun show about everything digital. And Tech Refresh is brought to you by thecurrentnewsletter.com. If you haven't signed up yet, what exactly are you waiting for, really? It's tech news and tips you can use right now. It's totally free. It's put out by me, Allie, and Ben, so you're going to love it. Go to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, thecurrentnewsletter.com. Okay, so this is part of Tech Refresh where we all talk about like one great tip. And so, for example, here's mine. If you have more than, say, one social media account, oh my gosh, it's such a hassle updating it because you've got Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest and Instagram and LinkedIn and all these other accounts, which speaking of, if you're not following me on social media, what are you waiting for? It's like Instagram.com/KimCommando, Pinterest.com/KimCommando, Facebook.com/KimCommando. You get the gist. Okay. So most people, when they have all these accounts, they just copy and paste the same status update to all these different accounts, which is a bad idea, by the way, because it's different sites. You should have different content, or at least just change it up a little bit. But if you have more than one social media account, you can up your game. You can use tools like Buffer or Hootsuite or Sprout Social because they let you post the same message or a similar message because you can just change it across all your social media accounts at once. So you get this handy dandy dashboard. You compose the post and then you can add the photos, the videos, the links. You can choose where the post goes, say Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and then that's it. It's just done. You can get a pretty basic account for free, and normally that's up to 3 social media accounts. A paid account gives you up to 8 social media platforms. You get scheduling tools, analytics, tells you how effective your posts are. The names again, Buffer, Hootsuite, Sprout Social. Which one are we using now, Allie?
We use Buffer.
It's a little glitchy, right? Still?
It does, yes. They had a big update not too long ago, and Yeah, it's a little glitchy, but probably the most annoying thing for me is that if you're composing a post, if you accidentally click away or drag your mouse, it's gone. It just
goes. I was going to say.
So there have been many times where I am putting the finishing touches on something.
It's like lesson learned, right?
Sad.
I mean, we all learn, like, you know, that one time we were writing something in Microsoft Word and then you close it without saving. You're like, oh, what did I just do? Yeah, so, you know, I was thinking about starting a social media website for religious people with a lisp. I don't know if I told you about this. I'm going to call it Faithbook. Faithbook. Oh.
Wow.
All right.
That's
what do you got, Ben?
One in a while. That was good.
Okay, this one is very timely for me because I, as you know, I typically work with 4 monitors, sometimes more. Well, starting next week, we're having some work done at my house. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to be relocated, like probably my bedroom, less monitors. So this one is pretty basic, but it's one of my favorite go-to features. So on a PC, you have this feature called Snap, which allows you to add multiple windows to the same screen, right? Let's say I want one screen to share a Chrome browser, Google Chat desktop app. All I have to do is hold the Windows key, press left or right, and depending on which side of the screen I want it on, that window will snap to that side of the screen. Then I can repeat with another one. I can even snap one to a corner, so it's only taking up a quarter of the space, by tapping the Windows key again and then up and down. You know, if you have a Mac, similar feature, it's called Split View. And for that one, all you do is hover over that green button in the upper left, and then you can choose tile window to left of screen or right of screen. And it's something that I will be using every day. Over the next
So what are you
month.
Getting done to the house?
Adding a bathroom.
Oh, wow. How much does that cost nowadays?
Ooh, it's a little bit. So we're adding that, and we're relocating the laundry room where it was out to the garage. So $30,000.
Ouch. Ouch. Well, you know what, Ben? I'm really glad that you're with us because you always pass along these great tech tips. I mean, these are really like insider type secrets. I mean, you are such a geek. I bet you your favorite dessert is a raspberry pie. Get it? I'm sorry.
Good one. Okay. Yeah, I do. I do. If it was called a chocolate pie, it'd be, oh yeah.
All right, Al, what do you got?
Well, we spend all this time on the internet. Why not get paid for it a little bit? There are a couple ways, right in your browser, depending on what you use. The first one is Bing. Bing still exists, and they want you to use Bing instead of Google, right? And so they're going to reward you for it. So if you're signed into a Microsoft account, every search you do through Bing, you earn 5 points. Great. And then you can redeem these points for things like gift cards. You can enter sweepstakes. You can donate it to a nonprofit that you support. But you have to use Bing.
It's just not as great.
Right? Yeah. That's worth it.
You might as well make money off your searches. If you head over to Google, which everybody does, nobody uses Bing. I wonder what the percentage is of people who use Bing.
I bet Microsoft holds that pretty close to the vest. Yeah, it's not very high. I would be surprised if it was in the double digits, honestly. Well, the other place you can earn some money is through Brave. That one's our pick for kind of a privacy-focused browser. It actually works really well. I like it. Brave doesn't show ads in the way that normal browsers do. That doesn't mean it doesn't show ads, but the presentation is a little different. And for this, you actually get paid if you click the ads. So every time you click an ad, you get a little bit of a cryptocurrency called basic attention tokens. It's actually pretty cool. It's all saved in your Brave account, so you can let this rack up over time. And the other cool part is that depending on what sites you go to the most, you can kind of allocate some of your coins to those sites to reward the creators. So if you got something you really love online, it all happens automatically. And Brave is a nice thing to try if you just want something a little more privacy.
Over on commando.com, we have a whole tip about the best browsers for privacy, right, Al?
We sure do. Yeah, Brave is our overall privacy pick. So try it out. I know a lot of our readers use it. A lot of our readers also use DuckDuckGo as a search engine, and you can set that as your default right in their new search. You can do start page, you can do Google, you can do all kinds.
All right, now it's time for our newest podcast sensation, our game show sensation, that is. It's you choose the fake news. And so two headlines are real, one is fake. That's right. So two are real, one is fake. Okay. Number one, Amazon says that marijuana is going to solve its shortage of drivers. I don't know if you heard about this, but they say that so many of their applicants are failing drug tests for marijuana. It's just too high. And when they're screening for pot or marijuana, they say the driver applicant pool just drops by like, I don't know, like 30%. Now what they're doing, Amazon is saying to their delivery partners to explicitly advertise that they don't screen for marijuana. So that this way, Amazon says that they'll get more drivers. All right, story number two. El Salvador has adopted Bitcoin as its legal tender. So it's the first country to do so, but the crypto asset fell as much as 16% on the first day. In El Salvador, businesses will be required to accept Bitcoin for goods and services, and merchants who aren't technologically able to accept the Bitcoin are exempt. The government has installed about 200 Bitcoin ATMs all around El Salvador. Okay. News story number three. Facebook is working with the government and tracking COVID posts to get a handle on where the surges are coming, and they're using geolocation data. Now, Facebook knows where you're located when you post, and they can determine where you have traveled recently. And Facebook also has the ability to know with an 88% accuracy rate of who has been vaccinated. How? Well, there is that Facebook profile template. You've seen it, where you put your face and you say, I got my COVID-19 vaccine. We can do this together. Okay, so now, two stories are real, one is fake. All right. What do you guys think?
Ben, go for it.
Okay. Oh, these are hard. But based on what I'm hearing, you know, I'm going to say story one about the Amazon drivers and the marijuana screening is real. And I'm going to say El Salvador accepting Bitcoin as a recognized currency is also real. And I'm going to say that's a little, as far as story three, I'm going to say that's a little further than Facebook is actually going right now in terms of COVID cases and vaccinations and things like that. So I'm going to say that story, number three, is the fake.
Yeah, that was my thinking too. I don't think Mark Zuckerberg could take it. One more thing, everyone saying, wow, great. So now you're giving that to the government. I just think for self-preservation, I'm going to say story three is the fake story.
Well, Amazon says weed could solve its driver shortage. That is true. El Salvador has adopted Bitcoin. Mm. So story number three is the fake story, although I'm convinced that all this is really happening in the background. Okay.
Yeah, but they wouldn't say, right? They wouldn't tell us.
That's true. They wouldn't actually come out and say, this is why we gave you this template. But, you know, it reminds me of a headline that I almost selected, especially when I was reading about the Amazon and the weed and the driver shortage, is that, you know, caveman discovers fire. The Stone Age begins. Oh, come on. All right, coming up, we have the weirdest things that we saw online this week, so stay right where you are.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Refresh. It's the fun, entertaining show about all things digital. And just a quick reminder, if you haven't already, and if you want me to stop talking about the current newsletter, just go up and sign up for it right now. It's tech news and tips you can use. It's absolutely free. It's wonderful. TheCurrentNewsletter.com. In my humble opinion, of course, it's at TheCurrentNewsletter.com. All right, Al, what's the weirdest thing that you saw online this week?
Well, the weirdest thing I saw is also the weirdest thing I heard.
I think I heard it. And what is that?
Yes. My favorite headline I saw about this: confirmed, a duck named Ripper learned how to say, "You bloody fool."
You bloody fool. You bloody fool.
Back in 1987, this Australian researcher made a recording of this duck, his name is Ripper, saying these words. He also made all these other noises that sounded like a slamming door, kind of sounded like he was mumbling, huffing around, which is what we all do after we have a little outburst, right? We slam the door and mumble. Yeah, this was 34 years ago. Why is it in the news now? Well, the original researcher and a biologist decided to do the first major analysis of these recordings, and they published their findings this week. So the duck is actually mimicking people like a parrot. Yeah, this is the first mimicking duck. And fun fact, Ripper is, all these articles talk about how Ripper is a musk duck. I didn't know what that was. Fun fact, gross fact, musk ducks, they have their name because they make a really pungent scent during mating season.
Oh, there's something that we can take with us for the rest of our lives. Absolutely.
Hey, trivia night, right?
Right. I wonder what time that duck wakes up. Probably at the quack of dawn, that's what I would say. All right, Ben, what do you have for us?
As it's put in one of the headlines, an obscene motorhome. So this German RV manufacturer called Volkner, I wasn't really familiar, just announced a luxury motorhome called the Performance S, $7.7 million with a master suite, full-size bathroom, wine cabinet. Craziest thing about it, though, instead of having to, you know, tow a car behind it, you can actually store it in this slide-out wow. platform, like garage, built into the bottom of it. And it can hold, as they even showed in the commercial, a $3 million Bugatti Chiron.
Why would you not? I mean, if you have a $7.7 million yeah. motorhome, I mean, why would you, what are you going to put in there, like a Ford Aspire? I mean, really?
Yeah, seriously, you're going to leave the supercar at home on your, you know, visiting national parks.
Well, I'll tell you what we did on Sunday. Ever since Ian has been a little boy, is that when it was hot in the summer and we had nothing to do, is that we would go car shopping. And so I went to the Lamborghini dealership, and I test drove a $330,000 Lamborghini.
How was it?
You know, I didn't really like it. Isn't that horrible to say? And the guy let Ian drive it. And so while when we're leaving, and Barry was there with us, when we're leaving, it was clear that I wasn't going to be buying the $350,000 Lamborghini. And so the salesman says, well, you know, if you don't want that, how about an RV? I mean, you and the entire family, Kim, you could be like on a road trip. And I looked at him, I looked at the sales rep, and I looked at Barry, and I pointed to Barry, and I said, I would kill him if we were on an RV. That just would not work. All right. So the weirdest thing that I saw online this past week was about a clump of hair that was sold for $72,500 at auction. A clump of hair. Okay. It came from the head of Elvis Presley. It's a jar with, they say, extensive documentation. A baseball-sized clump of hair, they say, was collected over the course of multiple haircuts by Homer Gilland, who was Elvis Presley's personal barber for more than 20 years. The hair was kept in a plastic bag and transferred into a sealed jar. So somebody bought a baseball clump of Elvis Presley's hair for $72,500.
Uh-huh. My favorite thing to think about after these weird auctions is like,
yeah, I mean,
what is that person going to do with it? Are they going to display it? Are they going to clone him?
You're right, Al.
That's what I wondered, too. His trusted barber who's stocking away his hair in a plastic baggie. That's so creepy.
I mean, what are you going to do? Like you said, Al, like put it on your mantle with a sign. Wow. You know what? Thanks for coming over. Yes. Look at our new addition. And wow, I'm so excited. We have a clump of Elvis Presley's hair. Yes. It was really hard to get at the auction, but we were the top bidder. Yes. Gosh, you know, it's just terrible. If Elvis wrote only sad songs, he would have been known as Elvis de Presley. Oh, you guys, work with me. It's Stay right where you are. Coming up next, we have Ben's latest product review that you don't want to miss. And Allie's going to be telling us what's trending on Commando.com that you don't want to miss. And of course, you have more of me. Yes, Kim Commando.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome back to Tech Refresh. It's your favorite show about all things digital. And if you have not already, just do it so this way I can stop talking about it. Get thecurrentnewsletter.com. That's right. I don't care how you get it. I don't care if you stand on a corner and you spin a sign and you get us more subscribers to thecurrentnewsletter.com. It's the least that you can do. Go to thecurrentnewsletter.com. All right. So, Ben, you're not only our trusty news director, you are our resident product reviewer and tester. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, this week we're going to revisit a product because we're coming up on the anniversary date. And we've mentioned it quite a few times over the course of Tech Refresh and, you know, on your show. And it's the QB, my under-desk elliptical that is always here. So what's nice about it, and if you haven't heard of these, if you work from an actual office from home, it's not always easy to get in. Exercise if you're stuck at a desk for 8 hours and you might have a crazy schedule. That's how to work too. Anyway, go back to summer of 2020. I started seeing these ads under desk elliptical machines. Looked kind of gimmicky. I thought about how nice it would be though, pondered it for a week or two, and did a little research, and the same name kept coming up, and it was called QB. Wasn't but a few weeks later, I ended up buying the QB Pro, an under desk elliptical that you can pedal as much as you want through the day.
Of course you got the Pro. Why would you not? I mean, really?
Yeah. The Pro at the end means it connects to your smartphone via Bluetooth, so you can track workouts. Yeah. The other ones can't connect to your phone at all. I mean, they have like LCD screens. LCD.
So I remember you were pretty excited to get this QB. You were. Okay. So now a year later.
I was.
What do you think?
You know what? I'll kind of skip to the end here. I've had it for, yes, a year this month, and I have used it almost every day in that year, aside from when we've traveled. It's not exactly the best travel carry-on or so, yeah.
So does it tell you, like, how many miles you've done in a year?
Yeah, you can look at metrics for miles, for calories burned. If you have an Apple Watch, it syncs with, Health Kit, and so so it's basically not... You're not getting like two sets of data, one from each. It's actually kind of integrating that data to give you like one number.
Now, I don't think I'm that coordinated that I can be able to type and pedal at the same time. And Allie, you're shaking your head. You agree?
I totally agree. I think I would end up, I don't think it'd go well. It's like a pat your head situation.
I'm pedaling right now. It's walking
wow.
And chewing gum.
Are you really?
I can't see, but if I do like this, you can tell. So... No, you got to be subtle with the pedaling, especially on a call.
So how many calories do you burn an hour?
An hour? Well, it depends. If I'm going, if I'm really pedaling hard on this thing, I can burn north of 300 calories.
Wow, an hour? That's huge.
If I'm really pedaling. So if I'm just kind of like casually, if I just want to hit like my hour exercise goal or whatever else, I may stop at like 600 over the course of an entire day. So off and on pedaling, things like that. Price, primarily. I mean, this is kind of like the name that's synonymous with this type of equipment. So I bought the Pro, and at the time, I think it was $350.
Wow.
And they've gone up a little bit. The basic model that doesn't connect to your phone is $270 right now. But I will say, we actually tried a cheaper one, like some no-name brand on Amazon. Cost like $50, and it was bad. I mean, the build quality, it felt like it was going to just like, fall apart. The pedals were just going to detach. We sent that thing back within like 3 days. So I will say after a year, this thing still works great. I still have a desire to use it. Just don't think of it as a replacement for, all workouts. It's more of a, an add-on, you know, kind of just kind of something to keep cardio.
Are you getting like big legs?
I mean, I'm not going to brag, but my calves don't look that bad.
So. Oh, gosh. So how many Ben heads? Four? I'm guessing four.
Four and a half, actually.
Four and a half.
The half, ooh. Yeah, the half is the price. You know, but the fact I've got my money's worth out of it. Had I just used it for like 2 months and stuck it in a closet or something, you know, but no, it's his, we actually have two in the house, one downstairs, one upstairs. It's like 30 pounds, so it gets kind of a pain to move one up and down.
You know what, Al, someday we need to have a road trip. We need to go to Ben's house. Yes, we just have to like go to Ben's
to
house
see all Ben's
and like
stuff.
Go from room to room and say, oh, and just like with a microphone, say, so Ben, what is that? Oh, Ben, how do you do this? Ben, and then we have to talk to, after we get done, is that we talk to Ben's kids about like, what's your mm-hmm. fondest memory of your dad setting something up?
And then we could finally have an accurate count of all the things connected to the internet in Ben's house.
I just don't have to say it's like a gazillion. Well, Ben, that is very enlightening, I think, yeah. for all of us. So now we know that there's actually a way that we can pedal to success underneath our desk and lose weight and get great calves along the way. Allie, what's going on at Commando.com?
Oh, lots and lots. There is a new Microsoft scam making the rounds. It's going after Gmail and Hotmail users. So if you use one of those emails, go to the site, search for Microsoft scam. It will come up. There's a change with Google Maps. There are new terms of service you have to agree to if you want to keep using it. Long story short, you have to agree to give real-time data or you can't use turn-by-turn directions. So if you don't want to do that, you're out of luck. We've got a really good list of files and folders that you can delete from your PC. Not, you know, clear downloads, but actual folders of mostly cached files and other stuff that you should go into your PC, just get rid of it because you don't need it. It's taking up space. We'll walk you through how to do that. And then one of my personal favorites that we've done recently, 7 IT questions that we get all the time answered for you.
Those are great, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
What's the number one question that you get, Allie, like from your parents?
Oh, man. Well, my parents are very much not tech-savvy people. One my dad asked me recently that I loved was basically, could I get photos off of my phone and then put them on a computer and then put them on the TV? And then I blew his mind by telling him, like, no, you could just go phone to TV, Dad. It's pretty basic with them.
I mean, I have a similar situation with, you know, parents who don't have that clear understanding of just how far tech has advanced even over just the past 5, 6 years. Like they were telling me the other day, because I was going to tease this because I've got smart floodlights coming like next week, and well, they went to walk down to get the mail a few days ago, and mom texted me and said, hey, one of the column lights in the front yard is not on. And I was like, oh, okay. And so opened the app on my phone. It wasn't responsive. Powered it off, back on. Boom, fixed. And she didn't understand how I didn't have to come down the stairs and unplug something and plug it back in.
Magic.
It was lit within 15 seconds.
Isn't
the light
that funny?
Was on.
Well, Allie, what is that your dad said about Netflix? What was that? That was so funny.
Oh, Al, we want to know about Netflix. Yeah, which, for the record, they now have Netflix. It is on their TV, so don't worry. They're good to go.
That's awesome. So, Ben, you have smart floodlights next week you're going to be talking about?
I do. And then we're going to go back to, this for Tech Refresh, the that 10-in-1 jump starter that looks like
Ben,
a
Ben, you got to tell them about that. We want people to, like, rate, review, subscribe, and follow. I mean, we want to give them exciting
awesome.
things that they're going to be like, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear what's next.
It's got a compass, too.
Oh, a compass. It cooks you dinner. You'll look better, lose weight.
What more would you want?
All of that stuff. I still can't get over the Elvis hair, the clump of hair for $72,500.
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
You know, somebody once said that they saw Elvis at a hardware store. He was returning a sander. Oh, yes, that's right. Sorry about that. And yes, even though the jokes are bad, the news is wonderful. Allie and Ben, thanks for being here. We want you to give us a great review, a great rating. Be sure that you subscribe and you follow to Tech Refresh, as well as Kim Komando Explains. We also have the daily tech updates you don't want to miss. Just as a reminder, you get the Kim Komando Show as a podcast in Apple. You can subscribe as well as at getkim.com. And where is it at? What's the other place, Allie? I always forget.
Supporting Cast. If you go to komando.com/show, you can get the link right there. You can sign up for Supporting Cast. That's great if you have an Android, and it works with all the major podcast players. And we've got the link right there, too, for Apple Podcasts.
And speaking of the website, it's with a K, of course. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.